Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today's episode is mainly aimed at CCAs here in Las Vegas, but if you're a vacation relief or an unassigned regular, this would apply to you too. And, you know, if it doesn't apply to you, it's still, I think, generally interesting because this is a big deal for people who don't have a regular assignment. So one day, I was in line for accountables at my station, and the carrier in front of me was a CCA. And another carrier, another CCA, comes up to him and says, hey man, what do you know about Route 2179? And the guy in front of me is like, oh, it's a pretty good route. You know, it goes down by, wait a minute, man, I ain't telling you, you're a fake-ass CCA. And they both laugh, and the other dude goes walking off. And I asked the guy in front of me, hey, what does that mean, fake-ass CCA? What are you guys talking about? And he goes, dude, that guy, he and I came into this station at the same time. We both got hired at the same time, and he wound up opting on so-and-so's route, and that dude was out on medical for like a year. And so all this time that I've been bouncing around from station to station and getting crapped on and not knowing what I'm doing every day, that dude's been on the same route the whole time. He hadn't struggled like the rest of us. That dude is a fake-ass CCA. Guys, that's what I want for you. I want you to be the fakest CCA you can be. You know, he's right that in many ways, the life of a CCA is defined by struggle. And a big part of that struggle, I would say the biggest part of that struggle, is the schedule. You don't know when you're going to be working the next day. You don't know what your next day off is going to be. You don't know if you're going to get sent to another station. All of those things are in flux. And then you can't get comfortable on a route because tomorrow you're doing a different route. And if your CCA experience is anything like mine, or like even when I was at T6, if you come in on Tuesday and you deliver ads, you're going to be on a different route on Wednesday. You're going to deliver those ads too. And then maybe even on Thursday, you're going to deliver a third set of ads on a third route. So having your own route is a big deal. And of course, this is accomplished by opting. So you want to bid on opt hold downs every single week or whenever possible. In our local agreement, the available upcoming ops are supposed to be posted, but it also says in the national agreement that carriers can find out about ops by word of mouth or by checking the vacation board. And if you find out about an opt, this is an argument that has been had down at the hall. If you find out about an opt and put it in, your opt, you know, like for me as a steward, if I fail to do my job and put that opt up, maybe I'm on vacation or something that week. That does not invalidate your opt. Your opt, if you put in a valid opt, it still takes effect and you get to take over that route. So anyway, the moral of the story is keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, look at that vacation board and see what routes are coming available. It's easy to see who's going on vacation. And a lazy or lackadaisical steward might only post the vacation ops because they could just look at the board and say, oh, John goes on vacation next week. All right, John's route can be up for opt. But if you keep your ears open, you'll know that somebody retired. Maybe somebody bit out of the station. Anything that makes their route vacant for at least 5 working days, that means you can opt on that route. And you should. Even if it's the worst route in the station, I recommend you still opt on it because if you don't opt on it, you're probably going to get stuck carrying it anyway, but management will have you come in at 10 instead of 8 o'clock or 8:30. And, you know, so you don't get to case it. You don't, if you deliver the ads, you're not going to be on it again the next day and all these downsides. Plus, if you're on an opt, you don't get sent to other stations and you have scheduled days off. Now, it's important to realize that just because you're scheduled off, say, Tuesday and Sunday, that doesn't mean you're actually going to have those days off. Management still has the option to work you on your days off. But at least it's a default day off, and management has to, like, go out of their way to say, hey, we need you to come in and work tomorrow. Your schedule will have you off every Sunday and then whatever the other rotating day is. Again, you might still have to work it, but it's a place to start. And if you don't opt, then you don't even have that. So opt, opt, opt. There's no cost to opting. There's no limit on how many times you can opt. If there's 10 routes available for opt next week, opt on all 10 of them. Just put them in your preference order. All right. And in my opinion, this is the biggest single control you have over your quality of life as a CCA. So get out there and be a fake ass CCA. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you next time.